Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demeter. The throw from Price and he is out, Trusiewski applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Price moves to third. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Price scores. Trusewski moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusewski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trusewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-0 in the game. he's got one RBI. Oilers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trasuski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trasuski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trasuski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Culver covering, for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Price strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Askew and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner pinch hits for George Culver. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.